Hi, I'm Jaime Rodriguez, a Windows Phone Evangelist, and today we're going to talk about another Mango feature, another one of those features that's coming on the Mango release later in the year. And we have Jared Brown to introduce the feature.
Hi, so as Jaime mentioned, I'm Jared Brown. I'm a program manager on Windows Phone, and I'm going to be showing you Search Extras.
So we showed extras at Mix a little bit, but I think it would be good if you just give us a whole intro, you know, end-to-end of what Extras is.
Sure. So Extras is really two things. For our customers, for our end users, Extras is a way to find relevant apps related to the things that users are searching for. So when you search for a place or a product or a movie or an event using Bing, we surface the apps that can help you do things with those places, events, movies, and products. For developers, Extras are an opportunity for your experience to be really seamlessly integrated with the built-in first-party experiences like our search experience without much work.
Yep. So do you have any demos we can go through?
Yeah. We'll start by going over the demo we did at Mix, and then I have a couple of other examples to show.
Sure.
So we'll start with the demo that was demoed at Mix. At Mix, Joby searched for movies, so that's what we'll search for. And we get an instant answer with all the movies that are playing nearby. Tapping on that in Mango, we get a richer list with a bit more metadata about each movie. We'll choose Win Win. Seems like a good movie. And there's this new movie item card. So we have ratings, genre, synopsis, show times. You can now buy tickets. And of course, what we're here to talk about, the extras pivot. So if you wanted to do something more, like learn about the cast and crew or see what the IMDb user rating of the movie is, that's now possible. And with one tap, the IMDb app is launched. And it's not just launched as though you launched it from start. It's launched with the context of what movie you were looking at and which category of search result you were looking at. So IMDb is smart enough to find the same movie. And right then and there, without any more searching, I'm looking at the Win-Win item card in the IMDb app, and I can see the cast and crew, pictures, photos, clips, videos. It's fantastic.
So all of this was Bing search up to the point that you click on the IMDb icon, and that icon was surfaced automatically.
Correct.
Through some sort of manifest and registration that you do for your app.
Correct, and we'll go through that in a minute.
Yep.
Again, it's great for developers because the user might not have thought to go to IMDb at first. They might not have known that a given app might be able to provide information for that kind of item, and we surface that for you. We help the developer, and we help the user, hopefully.
Yep. Now, Joby showed that exact same demo at Mix, and so he showed movies. What else can we find with Extras?
Yeah, so I mentioned products and places and events, so let's do a product search. Let's say I'm interested in high-heeled shoes. Those seem to be popular. We are pretty diverse in what we support here. And so we scroll down to a bunch of product results. Not to worry, these will be higher up by the time we ship. That's a bug. But the right results do show up. Let's tap this one. Again, we have a rich item card in Mango. This is a product card, specifications, price comparison, great for shopping, and again, extras. And tapping any of those would immediately launch the app with all the context from the item you're looking at, so the user wouldn't have to search again. And once again, you may not know that your apps can be useful for this kind of item. And thanks to Search Extras, we surface that for the user and for the developer.
Yep. Now, these are different apps. So that means I can have, you know, different apps or one app for each product category, for each type of, you know, extra that you have.
Correct.
And you also have, can one app do multiple?
Correct. Yeah. So if your app happens to do things with movie items and do things with products, or do things with products and with places, or places and events, which is probably very common for ticketing and that kind of thing, then you can absolutely register for several of these. We have, I think, a total of 50 categories, something around there. I'll go through the list with you. And third-party developers can register for any or all of those categories.
Okay, great.
There's one last thing I want to show. It's not exactly related to extras, but it's similar. And that is that our search results list on Mango now includes app results. So here, I haven't selected an item. I'm not in the Xbox product, although as you'd expect, we have Xbox product results, just like web results. But we have the Xbox Live Extras app, because Bing noted that this is a relevant app to surface based on that query. It's a great way for third-party developers to get their apps discovered. we pass some context in this case too. There's no item because this is the results list, but we can pass the query string so they know what the user was searching for when the user got to launching their app. And again, third parties can take advantage of that and make the experience when you first launch your app the most useful, the most seamless on our platform.
Okay. Now, this is an app that's already installed?
In this case, it's not installed. So as you can see, it says download application, and I've got the star rating.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's a great way to get
it. It's a way to advertise as well, yeah,
yep,
that your app is useful for these things.
Okay. Great. Now, this is a developer show, so mm-hmm. they're going to want to know, you know, how much code, what do I have to do to plug into Extras?
Yes. When we were designing this, we put on our developer hats, and we wanted to make this as simple and easy as possible. So there are basically three things that you have to do. They're all relatively minor. The first is you have to register for those categories that we talked about. They're called extension names. We have a list. I can jump to what those are for each of those four item types I mentioned before.
Okay. And just so they know, you're showing an Extras document, which is kind of our guide to Extras, and if
correct.
We online, we won't have the document, we'll have a link to it, to
correct.
An online version of these, so if you can't read it or anything, that's fine, we'll have a
exactly.
detailed
we'll make it available, and there's a sample app included in this documentation, so it should be as simple as possible for everybody.
Okay.
But as you can see, there's several categories. These are the product categories. I'll read some just so everybody can hear. There's Bing Products Arts and Crafts, Bing Products Baby and Nursery, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Basically, in your app manifest, you register these extension names or whichever subset of the extension names your app supports, and that's how we know which apps to show for which item results. That's step one. Step two is we have an extras.xml file, and that's where, if you noticed under the IMDb app, there was a caption about the things you could do with the app, that you could learn about the cast and crew and watch clips. That kind of text is up to the third-party developer to provide, and it can be localized into different languages. And so the extras.xml file is where we tie which caption string goes with which extension name. So again, just a little bit of markup in both places, all XML. And then the last piece is handling those parameters so that you can be launched with context. And for each item type, we have a different set of parameters. So I'll scroll down here. There are these nice tables. It's very simple about which parameters get passed under which cases. Here's one of the more complex examples for the place card, which is a location, you know, like a movie theater or a restaurant, that kind of thing. We have the name of the place, the location with latitude, longitude, and the address, as well as the category.
Yep.
So that way your app can understand where your app was launched from, what type of item, and do the right thing. And so here's an example call that your app will receive with sample values for those parameters. So the third piece, after you've done the markup for the manifest and the extras.xml, is handling being launched with those parameters.
Yep. So that's code in my page. Like I'll tell it, hey, here's my quote landing page or my launch page.
We actually specify. So to be launched as an extra, you have to implement a search extras landing page. Although it doesn't have to be a full page. There's new URI mapping in Windows Phone 7 Mango.
Yep.
And so you can use a URI mapper to map search extras to an existing page that you've already created for an item result.
Yep.
But on that page, whatever that page is, you do have to handle those parameters to have that seamless transition.
Yep. And they're coming as a query string, so it's relatively easy for parsing. And
you
then,
got it.
You know, you go through it and then you're done.
You got it. Yep. Exactly.
So just for the record, I did try building an extra a couple days ago, and it was like literally an hour worth of work. The hardest part that I saw was a little bit of the debugging experience, which was, you know, you can go in there and tweak your manifest and have it, you know, launch your landing page with the right parameters so you can debug through it.
Exactly.
Because we don't have a way to launch it manually.
Exactly.
But outside of that, it's relatively, you know, it's very, very straightforward, very, very easy.
Great. Yeah, that was our goal. So I'm glad to hear you say that.
Yep.
Why don't we actually jump to the sample app that I've built, and I can show some of what that XML markup looks like and,
sure.
and what it was like to handle those parameters. So here we are in the app manifest. The font is large, so there's a bit of scrolling here. But basically, everything that you see here in this top portion is standard. This is not new for Search Extras yet.
Yep.
Specify the default task. No change for Search Extras. Specify the default navigation page. Right now, this is the main page, because when you first launch the sample app, you're not necessarily launching from a search item. So we want a regular standard landing page with a splash screen and everything else, just like any app should have. And then when we scroll down, we get to this extension section. Notice I have a lot of comments. That's for you guys. I put tons of comments in the sample app, so hopefully that'll be easy for you. The extension section is where you register for the different kinds of categories you support. In this case, this sample app pretends to be a sample app for many kinds of products, not every category, but most. And so I register here for a whole bunch of product categories. You can see it's just a bit of markup for the product categories. We specify the consumer ID, which is which experience on the phone consumes your app as an extra. So this ID is for the search experience on the phone. And all this, which GUID to use and all that data is in the documentation that you alluded to earlier. Yep. Very simple. The task ID, we're going to use the default task, so just what was mentioned up above, default. And the extras file, extra file is the path to the extras.xml file. Pretty straightforward.
Yep.
In the extras.xml, we'll scroll up. So this is, again, another XML file, just a bit of markup. It allows you to specify the app title as you want it to appear in the extras pivot, because that may be different from how it appears in the app list, if you yep. want to customize it. Also, we show the, or we give you the opportunity to show which caption strings for each extension name that you've registered for. So in this case, for the electronics extension name, we want to mention that this app is useful for electronics product recalls. So we let you customize that for the electronics category.
Yep. And
Go ahead.
And you can localize it, of course.
Yep, you can localize it. And for baby and nursery, we want to say that it's baby product recalls, not electronic product recalls. So we give you, again, the ability to customize it. When you show up, when this app shows up in a baby product result, it'll have a different caption string than the electronic product result. And then, of course, you can do this for multiple. So for all these extension names, all those categories, we just have a generic product recalls string. So okay. That's all there is to the extras.xml file. Also very, very straightforward, much like the manifest. The last piece is the item page code behind. Pretty standard code behind for an item page. Yours is probably richer than this because this sample app basically uses a rand function to decide if the product was recalled or not. It's not actually doing any lookup to a database. But the valuable piece for extras developers is that we take this string key, these keys that got passed to the app, and we look for the specific parameter product name. We knew that that was the right parameter because it's in the documentation, and we can do something valuable with that. Yep. Depending on which categories of items your app is designed for, you can look to that doc for the list of parameter names and look for the right parameter names. So in this case, we're looking for the product name so that we can display it. And here you can see how we use that.
Yep. And then from there is your business logic
right.
taking over.
Exactly. Where we have our rand function, you would do something more correct based on your business logic for your app.
Yep.
But that's it. That's all there is to it.
Yep. And, you know, this video will be launched at beta. Mm-hmm. So it'll be, you know, a couple of weeks from now. Is all of this functionality available in beta?
It is. Yep.
So it's, you know, just time to go download the tools and go ahead and code
Get started.
Extra.
Party on it.
All right.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much, Jared.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.